B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What do you got, Melissa?
I'm curious to know what people think about this. Does recycling relationships ever work?
Does recycling and, relationships ever work?
Yes. Like getting back with an ex, pretty much. And I'm going to... This is... The reason why this came up is because I'm kind of currently now dating somebody that I used to date a couple years ago.
Oh, girl. Get it.
Well, no, I don't want this to be focused on me. I'm just bringing this up because I'm curious to what people think. Because when talking to my best friend about it yesterday, the first thing he said to me was, oh, that's not going to work. Recycling never works. And he straight up asked me, have you ever known someone to get back with an ex or recycle a relationship and it worked out?
Yeah.
And then was like, retracted it and was like, actually, hold on a second. And then proceeded to tell me a story about a coworker of his that was married for 20 plus years, got divorced 5 years ago, and is now getting married again next year.
Wow.
So, and if I had to guess, those examples are probably few and far between. But it does work.
I do think absolutely it can. And the only reason I say that is because I do think that timing, like life timing, is just as important as compatibility. Because you could meet the right person, but if it's at the wrong time in your life, I mean...
That's very true.
Or the wrong time in their life, like depending on what each one of you are going through or...
Right.
Somebody needs to grow up a little bit.
I feel like Melissa just wants to hear yes answers the whole time.
No, not at all. I'd actually be curious to hear people that said no, absolutely not, and why not?
I don't think it can. Usually the breakup, I mean, I see what you're saying, Pebs, but in my opinion, that's if the breakup was like some mutual nice, like it's just not working out. But if it's
vicious cheating or something like that.
Well, it wasn't any of that, no.
Okay.
That's not how that ended, but.
Okay, well, I'll give you a good story. Well, kind of. The ending isn't as happy as you think.
Great.
This is my aunt. And her husband, he cheated on her multiple. They were married for a while. He cheated on her multiple times.
Okay.
They got divorced.
Okay.
She went on, had relationships. He went on, had relationships. Didn't work out. Now, they're like 70. And they've been like kind of getting back together and stuff
like that.
Sleeping over each other. It's weird. It's like old people acting like teenagers. Like sleeping over each other's houses and everything.
Oh, my God.
Making out in the car.
Yeah. So, I guess he's my uncle. I don't know. He's still my uncle. Whatever. He recently, I saw him recently for the first time in years. And I said, hey, I heard you guys are getting back together. And he goes, I don't know if I'm ready to commit, to be honest with you.
God, you're
and
lying.
I was like, bro, you're 70 and you have diabetes. God. Like, what do you mean you're not ready to commit? And
he goes, you better commit soon.
And he said, here's the thing. I know that she wants to make it work out. He goes, and I want to make it work out. But I have a feeling that even though we're both old and don't have any options left, she's still going to bring up all the old crap I did to her.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, we are now currently getting messages and tweets from people that this either their friends were married, they got divorced, and now they're married again. A lot of these examples.
I got a couple people on hold right now. We'll talk to you guys next. Bianca, Andrea, everybody, hold on. 617-288-1969. Does recycling a relationship work? Chelsea, you have a good story. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you guys about a relationship I had tried to recycle. I dated this guy for 3 years back in like high school. I'm now 29. We broke up for 2 years after that. Dated other people, didn't talk, nothing. He ended up contacting me on I think it was Plenty of Fish, one of those stupid websites.
Yep.
And, we got back together for 2 years and we broke up again. It just wasn't not gonna work out, obviously. And I'm now married, for about a year and a half now to somebody else. And he's recently hit me up on Facebook saying all this, you married the wrong guy, blah, blah, blah. And I just had to shut him off.
Block. Definitely block.
I feel like with stuff like that, it's that usually one person is just like, one person has kind of moved on, a.k.a. Chelsea, and the other person can't find a relationship, and they're like, well,
That wasn't so bad.
Chelsea was cool. Let's see what she's up to. Susan.
Me and my boyfriend were together for 4 years. And then in the middle of the night, he left. I had gotten arrested. I didn't have his phone number because my phone was in my car. I got arrested. And so he thought I was out cheating on him. Oh. So he left in the middle of the night. Yeah. So we were living in Georgia. He got in his car, put his motorcycle in the back of his truck, came back to Connecticut. We didn't talk for 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I looked him up on Facebook. We text back and forth for about a year. And then I moved back to Connecticut. And here I am 4 years later. We've been back together for 4 years.
Wow, I can't believe that.
What'd you get arrested for?
Thank you, Pebbles. Thank you.
It can work, but you can't be petty about little
Susan,
stuff.
Susan, hey, congratulations. We're happy for you.
The important question.
Yeah.
What did you get arrested for?
Being with a lady in the Walmart parking lot over a parking space.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.